Welcome to the Real Estate Mastery Minute, the ultimate destination for real estate professionals seeking to elevate their careers to new heights. On this show, I'm dedicated to equipping you with tips, tricks, and ideas you need to thrive in the dynamic world of real estate. Today, we're delving into the topic of developing emotional intelligence for real estate professionals. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, plays a vital role in building strong relationships, navigating negotiations, and thriving in the competitive real estate industry. Let's explore why EQ matters and practical ways to enhance it. First, understanding emotions. The first step in developing EQ is understanding and managing your own emotions. Take time to reflect on how you feel in different situations and identify triggers that may impact your mood or behavior. For instance, before meeting with a difficult client, take a moment to acknowledge any feelings or frustrations or anxiety. Practice deep breathing or visualization techniques. That way you calm your nerves and approach the meeting with a clear mind. Second, empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, a crucial skill for building trust and rapport with clients. Put yourself in the client's shoes and strive to see things from their perspective. If a client expresses frustration about the lengthy home buying process, validate their feelings and reassure them that you're committed to finding the perfect property within their timeline. Offer practical solutions and alleviate their concerns and demonstrate empathy. Third, active listening. Effective communication is a cornerstone of emotional intelligence. And active listening is a key to fostering meaningful connections with your clients and colleagues. Practice listening without judging and fully engage in the conversations. That way you understand the other's needs and concerns. For instance, during a client consultation, resist the urge to interrupt or interject with your own opinion. Instead, focus and listen attentively to their goals, preferences, and any challenges that they may be facing. Ask clarifying questions, and that way it's going to ensure that you fully understand their needs before offering solutions. Fourth, managing conflict. Conflict's inevitable, but how you handle it makes all the difference in maintaining positive relationships. Develop strategies for resolving conflicts constructively and maintaining professionalism under pressure. For instance, if a disagreement arises between buyer and seller over an inspection report, act as a mediator. That way you facilitate open communication and find some sort of common ground. Try to remain neutral and focused and level-headed. That way you're finding a mutual beneficial solution that satisfies both parties. Lastly, self-regulation. Cultivating self-regulation is essential for maintaining composure and professionalism in challenging situations. Practice techniques such as mindfulness, stress management, and time management to stay grounded and focused on your goals. For example, when facing a tight deadline or dealing with multiple competing priorities, create a prioritized task list and break larger tasks into smaller ones that are more manageable steps. Take your regular breaks to recharge and avoid burnout. Celebrate those small victories along the way. It'll help you stay motivated. By developing emotional intelligence, you can enhance your ability to connect with clients, navigate negotiations, and build lasting relationships in real estate industry. Remember, EQ is not just about what you know. It's about how you interact with others and manage your own emotions along the way. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Please like and share if you got something out of this podcast or you know somebody that will. Please leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Finally, jump on over to Facebook and like the Real Estate Mastery Minute. That way you get updates on when new episodes and blog posts come out and send me a message. I'd love to chat. I hope you have a great day. God bless. We'll talk to you guys soon.